BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Let's head to New York now. Our US reporter Dave Howard has been looking into a row over an iconic way of getting around the city. Not those famous yellow cabs, but the horses that pull carriages around Central Park.
Here on the southeast corner of Central Park, up to 68 horses and carriages weave their way, often through heavy traffic. But
the practice of having horse-drawn carriages in New York City should be outlawed.
Assemblymember Linda Rosenthal is part of a small but vocal campaign to get them banned.
The horses suffer. They lead a wretched life. When you're considering live, sentient beings, you have to have a different attitude.
Oh, Fancy. Good girl.
Here's Steve with his pony, Fancy.
He's monitored by the city vets that are checking them on a daily basis. The Humane Society comes out and checks us on a regular basis.
A strict law was passed last year to improve the horse's welfare, but two accidents in recent weeks involving cars have heated up the argument.
Traffic is a problem for these carriages because they're flimsy. They're slow moving.
Elizabeth Farrell runs the coalition to ban horse-drawn carriages in New York.
It's not like it's a country road. And horses are very, very sensitive animals, and they spook easily. You know, this should not be allowed to happen.
My name is Colm. There's been accidents in every organization or every business. A taxi just driving into the back of a carriage and hurting a man, putting a man in a coma, and we're all abusers then for this, you know, it doesn't make sense.
The city's mayor has answered calls for a ban by saying the carriages are an iconic part of New York life. Most of the tourists around here seem to agree.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, it adds to the essence of being in New York.
People enjoy them. I think maybe they should have some freedom, but I don't think they should be banned.
They apparently get turned out to pasture like 5 weeks of the year. They go up to Pennsylvania for a holiday.
They get more vacation than I do.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
And the top story this lunchtime, there are new worries that Greece is struggling to repay its debts.